The candidates for state treasurer have largely stayed clear of the spotlight this election season. Colorado's current treasurer, Republican Walker Stapleton, is term limited and running for governor. Matt Bloom takes a closer look at the two men seeking to replace him.
Dave Young and Brian Watson, two names you may not have heard until now, but one of them will soon be responsible for managing billions of dollars of Colorado's assets.
I'm sitting here on the western slope of Colorado at my family's home, just outside of the town of Olathe.
In a campaign video, Watson, the Republican, is perched on a tree stump.
We literally built this home as a family over 35 years ago. We nailed boards together. We stuffed insulation together.
Since then, he's moved on to bigger projects. He's the CEO of Denver-based North Star Commercial Partners, an investment firm that buys up and restores vacant and distressed buildings across the country. While Watson paints himself as a business-minded political outsider, Democrat Dave Young is banking on his accomplishments during 7 years in the state legislature.
You know, I'm the only elected Democrat in Weld County. The only one.
In a campaign ad, the former math teacher and Greeley resident ticks through a resume of political wins.
More money for schools, banning assault weapon magazines, equal pay for equal work, and a fair chance at the American dream for every Coloradan.
The new treasurer is set to inherit a slate of ongoing challenges. For one, the state's pension fund, the Public Employees Retirement Association, or PERA, is facing a looming multi-billion-dollar shortfall. Watson favors raising the retirement age to 67 to help reduce debt. It's an idea the program's board has been hesitant to embrace.
I want to go and take every single board member of PERA out for a cup of coffee or lunch and get to know them as people, regardless of their political affiliation, because this is a people issue and shouldn't be a partisan political issue.
But Young is wary about raising the retirement age. He argues it makes public employee benefits less attractive, which would amplify other problems like the state's teacher shortage.
This is a disaster happening in our state, and if we aren't compensating people in a way that it fills those positions and keeps them in service, they can just drive up the road here from Greeley to go to Cheyenne and make a lot more money, and they're doing it.
Their campaigns have been pretty smooth sailing so far, but Watson has recently faced criticism for his reluctance to step away from his business. At a candidate debate in northern Colorado last week, Young called him out on it.
Because it is a distinct and red flag issue for me that there's a conflict of interest between his private business handling and the role of the treasurer's office.
Watson wasn't given time to respond, so afterwards, I asked him about it.
You know, how do you handle something like that, moving into public office?
Yeah. That is not a conflict of interest for what the state of Colorado invests in. It doesn't buy vacant or distressed commercial real estate assets. And it's something that I can bring my real-world business investment experience to the state treasurer's office to make a positive difference for the people.
Regardless of their differences, both candidates say they want to make the role less partisan and reorganize programs like the Great Colorado Payback, which reunites residents and businesses with lost or forgotten money and property. Dave Young says when done best, a treasurer's work typically flies under the radar.
Kind of the example that I've used to people is if you have a plane flight, you don't want it to be exciting, because what that probably means is that there's something bad happening on the flight. You want a nice, boring flight.
Even so, Brian Watson says the choice of a state treasurer is one of the most important decisions a voter can make.
It may sound like an office you may not, you know, normally know a lot about or care about, but it is a vitally important office for the people of Colorado because it impacts our financial health and well-being and opportunity as a state.
And when it comes to money, recent campaign filings show Watson has raised more than $1 million in contributions and loans. Young has pulled in about $400,000, not nearly as much as the high-profile governor's race, but surely enough to pay attention to. I'm Matt Bloom.